and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Piravano. Today we're going to go over some live Q&As. We have questions and answers for those people that are in my virtual clinic that are getting stuck in certain places. Many times when you're working with knee pain is very dynamic in terms of how it affects the body, how it affects your life. You're dealing with so many different combinations to get a solution to make sure you get out of knee pain and then stay out of knee pain. And the idea with these live Q&As, it's an opportunity for members of my virtual clinic to present those challenges that they're experiencing and get answers, get direction. Because I have found in working with clients that do follow my instructions, they get out of pain much faster. The reason being is because I've, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, cut the sleeves off, and I wear it to mow the grass on the weekends. That's the kind of experience that I want to bring to the table and be able to share with those who are in the forest. You know, they don't know which way is the direction to get out. The shortest distance between two points, of course, is a straight line. So being able to point you in the direction to be able to get out of knee pain is going to, obviously get you the solutions that you want faster. And, of course, you get the solutions that you want faster. All that means is that you're going to be able to enjoy your life. You're going to be able to do the things you want to do. I'm working with a client right now that his goal is to run a 5K marathon or a 5K race. So working with him every week, we get him to a place of being able to get out of knee pain faster. So now he can start the training that he needs to do to be able to look at running that race in just a few months. So that is first and foremost. In the big piece with my program, it's about getting you to a place of comfort first. Because think about it. If your knees hurt, you don't want to do anything. It's painful. So now let's begin to create comfort. Let's begin to put the knees in a place that takes the pressure off of the nerves that are causing the problems in your knees and allows you to get to comfort quicker. When you get to comfort quicker, then everything else falls into place. So, okay, let's see what we have going on here. I have a question here from, let me find it here. It's a question here from Craig. He says, I'm still doing great with the water and the exercises, and my knees are definitely improving. Nice work. In response, I had some other suggestions for him regarding diet and stress. Been reading the book Paleo Diet for Athletes and started experimenting with removing certain foods from his diet. This is huge. This is a big piece. Diet plays such a huge role in how the body feels and in its ability to regenerate the damaged tissue, the damaged cells in your knee joint, whether it's cartilage, whether it's meniscus, whether it's a torn ligament, whether it is just pain. Because if there's pain in there, that means it's kind of like an open wound inside your knee. So by getting better fuel in the tank, meaning food that isn't causing your body problems, and that I have that the worksheet in the virtual clinic under in the nutrition kitchen, where I go into the details on that diet. So, Craig, great. I'm glad you're looking into that. So the question is, what are the specific exercises Craig is an MMA fighter, mixed martial arts fighter, and he's beginning to stretch more, and that is one of the things that's really important. And one of the areas of my virtual clinic that I believe is probably the most valuable is what I refer to as the passive stretching section. Now, the passive stretching section goes into how to re-educate your nervous system to understand what comfort is. When your knee tenses up to protect itself from getting injured further, how the knee, that's the body's normal reaction to pain. It tenses up to protect itself from getting injured further, which is functional for the injury. However, it's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life without the pain, tension, or discomfort in your knee. So by going in there and using the passive stretching section, what's happening is that you are teaching your nervous system how to find comfort faster. It's kind of like, think of ruts in an old dirt road. It's very difficult to drive outside of those ruts when those ruts have been made, and they've been there for a long time. Your car is going to fall back into those very quickly. So the idea is with the passive stretching exercises, it's like we're smoothing over that road. So we take the ruts out of it, and now you can drive back down that road however you want without falling back into the ruts, because in essence, the ruts no longer exist. And the ruts that I'm talking about are the tension patterns that exist in your body, in your knee. So your knee hurts, your knee has to hold a certain way for it to hurt. That means your hip has to compensate. Your hip usually does rotates backwards because you want to bend your knee. So then that puts tension on the other side of your back into the other hip. And then it throws off everything in your back, puts tension in your neck, in your shoulders, in your jaw, as a result of you compensating for your knee. So when we begin to find positions of comfort, we allow the body to unwind and let go of those tension patterns and feel more comfortable. That is so crucial and so important in order for you to get over what's going on with your knee. Because if you just went in and just did the exercises, just did stretching, like regular stretching, I refer to it as active stretching, like yoga, you're pulling against those tension patterns that already exist. Your nervous system is still tight. There is a part of your nervous system that's still holding on to that experience of the knee injury because it still doesn't feel safe. So by incorporating the passive stretching into it, you let go of those tension patterns faster. So now when you go back and you stretch and you do exercises, you lock in that new place of comfort better. When you strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint, like I talk about in my exercises, you're tightening them in a new place. There was someone I was, I got an email the other day about a patella tracking issue, which is a kneecap tracking issue. And they say that there isn't a deep enough groove for the kneecap to hold in place properly. Well, the kneecap really isn't attached to anything. It's just kind of like on the front of the knee. It's there, and it's held in place by the patella tendon. And it isn't a groove there that your knee sits, your kneecap sits in a way that is because of the bones. This is, it's held in place by the tendon. So it's a tension pattern in the tendon that's causing the patella tracking issue. So the question was, what exercises could you do? Well, there's lots of exercises you can do to strengthen the patella tendon. However, if the tendon is still holding on to a tension pattern that is pulling it off center, you're still going to have a problem. So the key is to get in there and find the position of comfort with the kneecap. So the kneecap resets. And when the kneecap resets, now when you do those kneecap tendon exercises, the patella tendon exercises, now it's going to lock the kneecap into that new place. And it's not going to go anywhere. And that's a really cool part. Because now you don't have to continue to fight the kneecap that it, when it continues to want to go out anymore by using the passive stretching exercises or the passive stretching in my virtual clinic. And that part is in the, the stretching lounge, of course. Okay. Here is a question. Here are some questions from Moritz. And Moritz is doing the exercises and says most of them make sense and have gained lots of very useful insight. He has chosen a set of them and doing them regularly. Keep me posted on the progress. Head surgery in his right knee, partial removal of the anterior meniscus, and that was 11 years ago. So his question is, do you suggest doing this routine on a daily basis, or is it better to take a day off between the exercise? Well, a huge piece on how often to do the exercises is how does your body feel? Because the exercises can be pretty intense. The reason being is when you do the exercises, as I talk about in the virtual clinic, that you don't want to do sets and reps. You want to do one rep, one set, however extended for a long period of time. And this is the key to building up the tendons and ligaments in the joint. So if you do that one set, one rep, and your legs are shaking and they're ready to give out when you're doing it, and you've only done one set, one rep, see how your leg feels the next day. See how your legs are doing. When your legs feel really bad, you know, like, man, they just feel really achy, then take a day off, because recovery is a huge part of how to keep the legs feeling healthy. If they don't, if they feel okay and they feel real energetic, then absolutely continue to do them every day. Even do it a couple times a day. However, if they are feeling fatigued, they are having issues as far as that goes, then definitely you want to give a day or so in between. The next question we have here, I was told when squatting we should take care to open the hip joint, meaning the knees do not extend over the tips of our toes. In the slow squat, you do not follow this rule. Could you please clarify this point? Okay. They actually do apply, however, one is building up the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint, and the other is working on correct form. And if you have questions about it, do the squat facing the wall. When you basically put your nose right up to the wall, your toes are right up to the wall as well, and now do your slow squat, you're forced to keep correct form. You're forced to keep your knees out, which means you're going to open the pelvis up, and at the same time, you're going to have to keep your butt down and your chest back, so your spine is going to be straight. And in doing so, that's going to give you all the form you need to make sure you do the squat correctly. And that is for anybody who's wanting to build up the tendons and ligaments, not only in their knees, you're building it in your hips, you're building it in your back, because everything that your body needs to keep it straight and keep good posture and good form is going to have to be in place when you're facing the wall, and you got to keep that tight. As well as you're also going to be balancing between too much tension and too little tension. It's important to focus on that, because if you're too tense, you're going to fall backwards, and if you're too loose, you're not going to be able to have enough strength to go all the way fully down into the squat and then all the way back up. So that is, you know, a really great question, Moritz, and definitely you want to look into that when you're doing it. The third question he has is, when the meniscus popped out in 2000, it happened with a similar movement to the side-to-side kneeling. Can this movement provoke the meniscus to pop out? Well, obviously, if that has happened to you before, then it's certainly potential for it to do again. He also follows up by saying his mind is probably holding fear around such movements, so rationalizing can be helpful. The piece with this is, if your meniscus is popping out, there's a good chance the ligaments are loose in the knee. So by doing the exercises, you'd want to probably do this exercise at the very last. You want to focus on the exercises that are going to build the strength in the tendons and ligaments. There's several exercises in the ebook: the slow squat, the magic chair. That's going to be real important to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint. Also, there is the exercise in the stretching, or in the knee strength studio in the virtual clinic, where I talk about, you know, just sitting in a chair, and it's a basic leg extension that you're working with for an extended period of time. That one will also help build the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint. Now, this leg extension is very different than the leg extensions you would do at a gym where you're putting weight on there, because it's strictly a bodyweight exercise. Bodyweight exercises, I feel, are so much more important than putting weight on the ends of your legs to do the exercise, primarily because when you're working with the tendons and ligaments, you're working with the structure. And when you're working with the structure, if the structure tends to shake very rapidly, or you start to shake when you're getting to the end of your body's ability to hold the structure, if you're trying to build tendons and ligaments with weight and you get the body to a place of it shaking, there is a high probability of injuring or damaging the tendons and ligaments in the knee. I see people do it a lot. I'm involved in a gym here locally called CrossFit, and I see people injure themselves all the time because they're continually fatiguing themselves to a point of muscle failure, which, if you did that periodically, if your body's in condition, that's great. However, to do it several times a week, that's just a beat down. And it's not necessarily building the body in a way that's going to be sustainable. And this is what we're looking for your knees. We want to build strong, sustainable, functional, flexible, loose knee joints. And when I say loose, I don't mean sloppy loose. I mean the kind that you're able to bend and get full range of motion of the knee joint without having restriction or problems or anything such as that. That's pretty huge and pretty important. Let me look at some of the other questions here. I have a question, or actually a comment here from Deborah. She's been following my suggestions, and there's hardly no pain in her knees. She's exercising every day, and it's helping her. It's great. She sent emails to her friends who suffer from knee pain, and no doubt they will be in touch. And let me see. Okay. One of the other questions I have here is, okay, question here from Judith. So, dear Bill, I got much better with the virtual clinic, for example, knowing how to stretch out when they've sat for a long time in the movies. I came to the reality with the information given that maybe there was another way other than surgery to fix it. Modified her diet and is starting to walk more as her symptoms began to improve. Maybe with pain, your inactivity comes with pain that makes it worse. Excuse me. Judith, that right there really sums it up. It's kind of like use it or lose it. The piece that you're bringing up there, you know when, and this is going to sound a little morbid, however, when rigor mortis sets in, like after a person passes away or something passes away, something dies, after a while, without the body moving, the joints begin to seize up. They call that rigor mortis. So what would be the difference if a person had died and you sat them in a chair for 2 hours, or if you sat at a desk for 2 hours and didn't move? You see what I'm saying? Now take that out even further. What if that dead person was sitting there for 8 hours? They're doing an 8-hour office day. And they didn't get up. You know, dead person, of course, isn't going to get up to move. But also, if you sat in that same chair for 8 hours, your joints are going to get stiff because the body is not moving. It's designed to move. So part of the pain that you're experiencing is the fact that your body is locked into that chair position. I just put two videos in the virtual clinic in this past month as far as getting how to work while you're sitting in a chair. It's a huge, huge factor. That being able to get the muscles that aren't engaged when you're sitting back engaged, as well as getting the muscles that are too tense loosened up. And that's real important. So you're able to stand up straight and move without discomfort. She's saying 50% of her improvement came from the virtual clinic, and the other 50% came from exercises that pertain to specific pain she was having. That's excellent. Still having difficulty running, and, she's had two surgeries, and surgery 9 years ago. One of them was 9 years ago. So it looks like the communication is really, or the virtual clinic is really working out well for you. And looking at overall 80% reduction in knee and leg inflammation with no pulsations or contractions. That's awesome, Judith. That's a big piece. Those two videos that I put in the virtual clinic in February would be what I would continue to focus on, working with the tennis ball while you're sitting in a chair. The other is specific stretches you can do while you're in a chair. That's going to help you if, like, let's say you have an office job and you're forced to sit there. Sometimes that's just the card, that's the hand we're dealt from life. You got to work there for a period of time. So you can begin doing those exercises in the chair while you're sitting there throughout the day. That's going to help loosen your body up, and then when you get home, you can continue with your programs, and that's just awesome. That's just great. So, let's see. Let me check to see if there is. And that is all the questions for today. Well, cool. Thanks so much to everybody who sent in their questions. We'll be doing another one here soon, so you want to make sure that you are a member of the virtual clinic. And as you send in these questions and your specific challenges that you're running into, I will be able to point you to the specific videos in the virtual clinic that you'll be able to utilize and benefit from in order to get yourself out of chronic knee pain. So, thank you very much, and have a wonderful day, and I will see you next time.